Uf. Especially corpses that grow upon their death. Mud. Now, does the poison make it so that all terrain for you is greater difficult terrain? Because that is a little different. Understood. That's crazy. Oh, no. It's Mike, it's also tough with the blur of the background into the hair. It obfuscates. We'll get the next one for sure. Oh, what the? Damn. We walk at 11 p.m. sharp. This is the building where the dead people go. All right. Oh, I had a moment with the evil peanut butter guy today. Like, I was looking at the one you sent today, and I noticed that one of his ears is pierced. And I had to go back and check if they were already pierced before, or if something you said about making it evil made them think it should have pierced ears. It did already have pierced ears previously, so that wasn't it making it edgier. That was just already there. I think you should ask Gemini if it has a name. Well, Gemini created this creature. Mike did not ask for this. Because it created the hand. No prompting, it created the hand. Well, it could be that his culture cultivates them. It was sometime tonight. I think there was some brief discussion about maybe buying a heal scroll or two. I don't know how much that was, but I've got cash. Is that a level one heal? All right, can I buy two heal scrolls and hand them to Sir Arctos? I guess when we go out, we'll stop. Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. I'm not sure. There is a familiar ability called Valet. It can retrieve an item of light or negligible, whoa, negligible bulk and place it into one of your free hands. Wait, it has to be something you're wearing. Can't use this ability to retrieve stowed items. Like pretty accessible, yeah. You frightened me. A deacon, yeah, would be. Yeah. Yeah, he'd definitely be a priest then. I think the 500 is in there. Oh, so group fund is healthy right now. Ah, dang. Indeed. Is this particularly being cued off his best buds word choice? I don't know. I've kind of been a little distracted lately. I don't think it would be good to get involved with somebody else. I'm mostly concerned with the vocalist at the moment. Yes, indeed. Ooh. Your armor is exquisite. Usually all we have around here is eggs, so that's nice. Exactly. Well, they're going to buy the minivan, so we got to take that. And yeah, it kind of depends on her. Ideally, we did do that. I do feel bad about that. Of course, yes. Yes. Oh my gosh, there's two minivans here. We did a duplication glitch. Let's put the city tripper closer to the gate. Probably over here. Yeah. But I think that's a fine spot for the minivan. I think they're worth a lot more. All right, put it up two spots. Guys, they're just coming to buy the minivan. You're all in your underwear, so you must have died again. All right, why doesn't someone make a perception check to kind of take in all the sights around here and get a real lay of the land in a detailed manner? I'll send Othello up onto a roof. I achieved a 19. All right. So, I mean, I could just climb on the car. Oh my gosh. I don't really think that's a great idea. You want to tie me to the roof of the car? Arctos might not even fit in the City Tripper. Oh, hell yeah. That a Subaru Forester? Something kind of Mad Max. Dune buggy. Well, that's a little different, a little different from the previous two. I know this breaks the two-person rule, but can I look through Othello's eyes and not look directly at the parking lot, but more the peripherals? I could make a society if we like. I have 10 society. I guess that gives me a 21 then. It was the middle of the night. Jonathan. I'll step off the roof of the car. Yeah, probably I'll pick up some kind of magic. I'll cast it and see what happens. Because I would need to know, like, precisely what's magical to ignore it. Yeah, is that a thing? Can I try to? I mean, like, how do you try to suss out an illusion or something? Like, is that's just perception, isn't it? Seems legit. Would you like us to drive off first, or do you want to go? Or it's us. Oh, no, I didn't realize I had to move still. Othello, yeah, Othello would be the one to 17. Yeah, I try to get to bed at a reasonable hour. All right. We might have even made a friend. Right. Well, a connection, we'll say. What was the name of the district that they're in? I know those henchmen look like. I bought the eggs. I bought them. That would be very confusing. Pilgrimage. Oh my God. Definitely not Aurora. I accept. Denim. Ugh. All right. From our discussion with the Inquisitors, does it seem like the radar dishes in our area are probably not a problem anymore? Like, I forget exactly. Excellent. Does he have like something for us, like, or a lead, or you just miss him? Something that I've been thinking about is still exploring those sewers now that the water has cleared out, going in the other direction than we had previously went back when we were looking for. Pause. Lynn. Because we had went in kind of like the like outbound direction, I think. And it seemed like they were doing stuff down there. So that's what I've been thinking about. Oh, also, I don't know. We have this like very firmly locked journal from Hlarf that we were not able to crack. I don't know if maybe Anai or Anak could get it open or something. I don't know if we're interested in that. Hello. No, we're kind of like putzing about, kind of debating what to do, so. Oh. Yeah, what was he up to? Do you know anything about, yeah, where he was going or what he had heard? Yeah, we gotta see what this is about. I actually agree as well. And this had a magical trunk, right? Oh, you're going to regret saying a cult. I got a 20 occultism. Sure. Wait, can I ask a little follow-up on that? Is there presence after that? Like, do people skip over it and then you could find kind of Halia again at 28? But we are at the farthest stretches of Halia, basically, right now. Okay. Are we knocking on the door, or are we just going to break in? Yeah. That's my preference as well, by the way. What is your fortitude, DC? Yeah, I was just going to say, what is your current HP? What is your current doomed number? Much better than nothing. Much better. It was the egg thing. Maybe maybe he's delirious. Oh no, that was at Benny. Josh, I resonate. Okay. Johnny, tell him that Anak sent us his sister and that we're here to help. I'll detect magic. And it, well, there's something somewhere. We're putting you in the trunk is the last thing you're going to see. Right, yeah. Yeah. So we have to unbolt this bed from the ground. Can I make a crafting check to try and understand? I mean, is it just like a regular bolt? Like, can I find some good leverage or? Let's see what happens. 21. I blow up. Oh. Yeah, indeed. Is he not tied down? Oh, so he can kick for days. Yeah. Holy crap. I get launched across the room because I'm very light. Guys, he's big mad. We need a wrench. I don't think. Othello's gonna go out side and kind of circle above and take a look at our surroundings. Do it in chatter. That would be a faux pas. 18, not really great. Yeah, that does sound like a tall order. Yeah, now that you. Pretty impressive. I never tried to hit him with anything, so. Okay, and I we realized that that was probably not the right thing to do. I don't know what's going on with you, but we are trying to help you. I don't know if you realize, but you are tied up to a bed. That can't be a good situation. Jeez. No, mine was 12, so. That's not correct. No, he's new. He's new. Listen. I'm very curious. So, Anok said that you were chasing a lead on the Void Song and it brought you here. What did you hear? What happened? Like, I'm so curious. Do you have a history with this symbol? Oh my gosh, how many times do we? I show him the address that his sister wrote down for us to this place. That's in her handwriting. This is how we got here. Was it at that exact location? Like that hut? Sounds like they're pretty starkly opposed, then. I don't think so. Ooh, he wants to know bad. All right. We need to stop with the yelling. Listen. There are very big things happening to this world that we have very recently come across and don't fully understand. Yes. So there's the people that are making a big fire in Teller's Run, right? And yeah, they're, you know, we've been chasing them down, chasing down Twelwyn, And they are trying to draw these other beings to here. And a lot of these beings have very destructive goals. We've been trying to chase leads down, learn what we can. Boulade. It's a Boulade with a B. Thank you.
I think we already discussed that.
Yes. Well, we've had 2 days to think about it. Should we be turning around and trying to actually investigate that?
Yeah, that is different. That's distinct for sure. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Well, this has really been eye-opening. Our primary concern, as I'm sure you're not surprised, is obviously with the impending doom that we told you about before. Yes, and there's some kind of event happening in 2 days, some kind of gathering that we believe is connected to this. That. We're gonna try to infiltrate. So that's kind of our first and foremost task right now. Well, the problem is, yeah, we stole one invitation for one person. Yeah, even if we have to resort to just sneaking around. That could be smart. A two-pronged attack. That is a reasonable amount of time to be that age. So the previous 9 months. Yeah, there you go. I'm not even friends with the guy. No one goes to Ushas. It's like the boonies. We go home. Is Insuperlex Mr. Beast? He doesn't know about the sixth member of the narrative, Mike Jabala. He didn't tell us. If that future is even really our future. Thessians. And Sir Octos come out to play. No. All right, see you next week.